In a previous Senior Voices segment, Andy Hines described his experience being among the first students involved in the desegregation of Dayton City schools. His interview with Dayton Metro Library volunteer Nancy Mezer also captured his memories of the famous small airplanes that were built in Troy, Ohio.
I grew up in a family that was heavily involved in aviation. My father was a pilot from before World War II all the way through World War II and right up actually till the time that he passed away. Both my brothers are pilots, and I'm a pilot, and we restored antique airplanes. And so it was an interesting life, and I can remember my mom's mother. She was a seamstress. I can remember her coming to the house, and all these aircraft that we rebuilt are fabric covered. I can remember her on her back sewing the fabric envelopes onto the airplanes, you know, out in the garage. Because once you cover the aircraft with fabric, then you put what's called butyrate dope on it. Well, if you have extended periods of time exposed to that, you become high. And so they would be out in the garage, you know, and then it'd be like they were drunk coming in the house and laughing and giggling, and my father as well, and of course my grandmother on her back out in the garage. The type of airplanes that we rebuilt were called Waco aircraft, and they were built in Troy, Ohio. They were the largest producer of airplanes in the United States from the late 20s all the way through the 30s. Waco quit building airplanes in about 1947. But they remained in business and did subcontracting work and that type of thing. Well, the company actually went out of business then, about 1965. The company and all the buildings and everything, which are all still in Troy, Ohio, it's where the B.F. Goodrich plant is, they held an auction. Well, of course, my family went up there and came back with lots of things, including three airplanes that had never been sold by Waco. And so we had three of these airplanes in our yard. Well, you know, I became the most popular kid because I had the coolest toys for everybody to come play in, you know. And so that's something, you know, that I'll never forget.
Andy Hines' childhood experiences with airplanes led to a lifetime spent working in the aviation industry. Today, he is the president of the National Waco Club, which holds an annual reunion of enthusiasts. He was interviewed for Senior Voices by Nancy Mezer. This interview was edited by Community Voices producer Dave Barber. Senior Voices is a collaboration between the Dayton Metro Library, Rebuilding Together Dayton, and WYSO. This series is made possible through the generous support of the Del Mar Healthcare Fund of the Dayton Foundation.